This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear
check engine light on already.
Hotline. And Bart, just so you know, through FaceTime, I can hear you on the air. So, just so you know, and we're having check engine light. Might as well put it on right now. And it's fitting because this is our one-year anniversary of the show.
Check engine light is on.
He doesn't realize. By the way, everybody, he doesn't know that we can hear him. So he's going to say all kinds of stuff, and I hope we're ready with the dump button in case he just starts dropping F-bombs, because if that were me, I would be definitely doing that. Bart can't hear a thing. He cannot hear a thing, and that is just...
Can't make precious. This up. I'm assuming that you're probably talking about Phillip Rivers, though. Pretty sure.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to unmute.
Pre-production meeting.
I'm going to unmute so you can at least hear me. Can you mute yourself, though? And we'll try to do it this way.
Okay, we'll do it this way until somebody else comes. Right off the bat, the check engine light is on.
Hey, it wouldn't be our anniversary any other way, right, man?
Oh, happy anniversary, brother.
One year ago, we started our show, and I mean, we've had technical difficulties throughout it ever since. So here we are with feedback and everything else, but at least you're on the air, and at least... your face is being seen on ESPN Plus, certainly as well. Hey, today's a big day in our country as well. You know why?
Why?
Because the Mega Millions is now $970 million in New York.
Did you play?
$970 million. I will. Aren't you? Like, that's not life-changing money. That's changing lives kind of money.
I got action now.
Now you got action balls? All right. Now
we can mute. It's almost like somebody dialed a number and it rang in my ear. Then here we go, baby.
All right. So we got you? We good?
Yep, I'm good.
All right,
now.
My man. There's JC taking care of business. So, yeah, no, I'm joking about Mega Millions, $970 million. Of course, that's not the big news of the day. The big news of the day is the inauguration that is going on right now in our capital. And the 46th president of the United States has been inaugurated along with, that's obviously Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris as the vice president and the first female vice president in American history. So it's a historic day, and we certainly know a lot of people have various emotions about it, but it is one you certainly want to acknowledge, and we will certainly do that today because it is a change for the country, but also, like I said, historic. I'm a father of three daughters, and each one of them, I want to make sure they watch and see what opportunities and what possibilities are there for them in our world.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that was well said, Alan. It's almost like Kevin Garnett. You want to say, anything's possible. So it's crazy because now you see that anything's possible. And, for our young girls and young ladies to know that they not can only aspire to not only be the vice president, but they can be the president. They can be whatever they want in this world. And, yesterday was a black eye when you talk about men and women relations. You think about now that we're making sure that we secure the workplace. And it is truly equal opportunity, not only for races, but also for genders as well. And that's what I love about, what this means. And whenever you have a new president or new anything, if Trump was being reelected, it's a reset, right? That's why we love the beginning of the year, new year. Because it's an opportunity when we can look ahead and say, hey, we're going to make sure that this year is better than the last one. And I'm hoping that this reset means that the world and the country is in a better place than it was just a short moment ago.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now, with the news of a new president is what the former president usually does on the final day. It's tradition, and that is
I love it. I love
presidential
it
pardons. And I think this is going to be an interesting theme we should have throughout the show. So yes. There were 73 presidential pardons that were released early this morning and 70.
Any shockers? Any shockers?
Let's see. Lil Wayne, who had a federal gun possession charge from Miami, he was pardoned. Now we understand why Lil Wayne was stumping there for a minute. Kodak Black, another hip-hop artist, he had pled guilty for a weapons charge as well. How about, do you know Kwame Kilpatrick, the Detroit mayor, your hometown?
Do I? The hip-hop mayor. Say it right. He was the hip-hop mayor. He bought the Super Bowl to Detroit, and he kept messing up, and he kept telling him, stop, Kwame. And he got indicted in Detroit, and he was working for Dan Gilbert for Quicken Loans, and he got all mixed up within it, and it was all convoluted. And they told him, stop, and he did it anyway. You know what? He's been in jail for like 9 years now.
Well, he also was pardoned. Federal charges of racketeering, extortion, and filing false tax returns. He is now free.
You want me to tell you, what he really did? What? He had a stripper party at the mayor's house, and his came home and beat up the stripper. How about that?
That happened.
That happened. That's how reckless Detroit is. That's how reckless Detroit is.
How is that not turned into some type of movie or show or?
It's only worthy of a Lifetime movie. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get that on Lifetime.
All right. William Walters, a professional sports gambler, he was convicted of insider trading. He also was pardoned. And then Bob Zangrillo, though, this is from the you remember the Varsity Blues college admission scandal? You remember that whole thing where people were saying they were on a team but really weren't? They were getting into school. So he was also pardoned as well. But
he got out? The one that had Auntie Becky?
Yeah, but none of the parents did, though. None of the parents were pardoned, but he was. He's a Miami developer and a venture capitalist. So anyway, so with that in mind.
That's interesting.
Let's make it a sports thing. What sports, could you pardon someone? If you had the ability to pardon anyone, a sports pardon, like I'm looking at, would you pardon Pete Rose at this point after what baseball went through in the 90s through the Astros cheating, the PEDs? Are we ready to pardon Pete Rose? That's one I'm going to throw out there. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, I want to start with my first pardon. Can I go first? And I'll set this.
Okay.
So I want to go. I want to pardon Chris Webber and people that always ridicule him. You talk about those videos for the timeout.
Yeah.
Chris Webber, you're let off the hook. We're going to redact that. We're going to erase it from the record. It no longer exists. You can walk around proud as like you were a great, college basketball player, which you were. Mm-hmm. And that is a stain that has been dirty. We put bleach on it. We used tie strips, all that stuff. Nothing's got it out. We're just going to strip it from the record. We're going to throw the whole damn book out.
You mean Crest white strips? Is that what we put on this thing and clean it up?
Peroxide, OxyClean, whatever you think. Simple
so
green, all that stuff.
1-888-SAY-ESPN, 1-888-729-3776 is the number. And we welcome anyone else who has, you have a sports pardon of something that happened. I've asked some friends about certain ones like Bill Buckner, Scott Norwood, others. I'll leave it up to the callers, though. If you have a moment or a player or a coach that you're like, you know what, we got to forgive this, and it's time to forgive it. So that's what I want to see, what the callers have. We'll make you part of the show, and we'll see how many more we can get from this. So we'll bring this up throughout the show. But we do have news today, and that'll be Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And that's going to be that Philip Rivers announced that he retired today. And this has, to me, we kind of knew this was coming. 17 years he played in the league, and he had an outstanding career. But as we talk about his career, Bart, yes, I can't help but always go back to the fact that he entered the league as an innocent bystander in what was a power move by the Mannings.
Yep.
Because the Chargers wanted Eli, and Eli didn't want the Chargers. Philip Rivers could have ended up, if the Chargers just said, I don't care, we're drafting you anyway. You don't have control over where you go, we do. So we're going to draft you. What are you going to do about it? And we saw Peyton Manning obviously wasn't happy when Bill Parcells wouldn't give the guarantee as well, which we all know, maddening thought. So this time around, they tried a power move. They didn't want him to go to the Chargers. He ends up, now Philip Rivers ends up in the Chargers in a trade that Ernie Accorsi and the Giants made with the number 4 overall pick, and they swapped those two. But as the story goes, Ernie Accorsi actually, they loved Ben Roethlisberger, not Philip Rivers. So they really were going to draft Ben Roethlisberger. So just imagine with that draft, if things did not go Manning's way, if they didn't pull off this power move, who would have ended up where? And would the careers and also those franchises look a lot different today than they did at the time? Like if you think about it, the Giants won 2 Super Bowls with Eli Manning making 2 incredible throws that we'd remember, and also some big performances in the NFC Championship going into those Super Bowls.
Yeah,
Ben Roethlisberger's won Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. And I think you could argue the most talented out of the three. And Philip Rivers didn't win anything. Now, Philip Rivers still ranks 5th in NFL history, over 36,000 passing yards behind only Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre.
Yeah.
8-time Pro Bowler, 5th in league history with 421 touchdown passes. It's not like he was a scrub, but he never won a Super Bowl. And so you wonder the impact that decision in 2004 by Eli Manning, by Archie Manning, by John Condit, Tom Condit, how much that had an impact on a guy like Phillip Rivers, who just basically was like, I'm going wherever they tell me to go.
Well, it changed their fate, because I believe that if I wanted to power rank them, because I went against all of them, I would say that Ben is one, and Ben is one simply because his ability to scramble, and especially early in his career, pretty much swat and throw the ball effectively down the field while defenders were hanging off of him, even if the blitz was successful or not. Then I have to go and I have to say Phillip Rivers is the best. And the numbers kind of back it up. I'm looking at, Eli has 234 starts. Phillip has 240. Well, you look at their record, Phillip Rivers is 134 and 106. Phillip Rivers got him by like 6,000 yards passing. And you know that Eli was more healthy. He never missed a game. So you would think that would be slighted in the other direction. Phillip has 421 touchdowns compared to Eli's 366 interceptions. Eli leads, Phillip Rivers 244 to 209. But the big glaring hole is the fact that Eli has two Super Bowls and Phillip Rivers doesn't even have a Super Bowl appearance. And a lot of that is because the Steelers were dominant and the Patriots were dominant. It's almost like, really being mad at Patrick Ewing or being mad at certain players because they weren't able to get to the
– Went up against Michael Jordan.
Exactly, because they were going against Michael Jordan on that end. It really changed their fate, because you think about Pittsburgh, you think about the Giants. They're also two of the most stable franchises. So you know that they were going to eventually get it right, because Phillip Rivers got out first, right? He had the better team early on, and his teams got worse as time progressed. He started off with LT, the Hall of Famer. He started off with Vincent Jackson. He started off with Antonio Gates. He started off with Turner the Burner. He started off with, Deal and all the great offensive linemen. But what happened was he missed his window. Remember, this guy's a courageous guy, man. He's one of his toughest players I've ever played against. He'll tell you he is, too. He's that type of player. I always enjoy going against him. But, I remember him playing the AFC Championship against New England with a torn ACL. Why LT was sitting on the bench with an injury and didn't push through. I thought he was a tough competitor. He's just a victim of his circumstances. The fact that, sometimes where you go is just as important about who you are and what your legacy is going to be about. And that brings up an interesting conversation that, I think we can further this discussion. You look at some of the other guys like, Lawrence coming out. You think about Fields. You think about Lamar Jackson. If Lamar Jackson would have went anywhere but Baltimore, would he be Lamar Jackson? Would any other organization buy in like that and change their entire structure of how they run offense like that? We look at Josh Rosen. If Josh Rosen would have came to New York, would he have been better than Sam Darnold, right? Because I thought that he was one of the better quarterbacks. And it's crazy because, you look at where players go and where players, we waste great talent sometimes in this league. I mean, I think of a current example of that right now is Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford to me is one of the best quarterbacks that we'll never know about. Yep. History will never remember him the way that they should, because he hasn't had the opportunity and the chances to get on the big stage to show you how great he is. Nobody watches Lions games. Hell, I'm from Detroit and I don't watch Lions games. You know what I'm saying? So you think about all the future quarterbacks. Who's the next quarterback to pull this type of power play, right? You look at it. Is it going to be Cooper's son, Manny, coming in and saying, no, my friend, I'm not going there? Who's the next one? And who's going to have that power? It only took a power broker family like the Mannings to be able to pull that.
That's the thing. We haven't seen that happen ever again. I mean, there was some talk last year about Joe Burrow not wanting to go to Cincinnati, right? Was very neutral when he was talking about Cincinnati before that draft. Didn't sound like he was that thrilled about it, but nothing happened. He ended up going there, and we'll see where it goes from here. But just a quick side note in his terrific story I was reading about Phillip Rivers, when he announced his retirement to Shefty and Mort, he said he picked this day, January 20th, for a specific reason. Our anniversary. But also for him, as you mentioned, that game in 07, the AFC Championship, where he played with a torn ACL, that was on January 20th. And so for him, he said it was just a special and emotional day for him. He also, as a good Catholic, and I can relate, he said it's St. Sebastian's feast day. And St. Sebastian in the Catholic Church is the patron saint for athletes. So think about it. He was able to play a game on that day and it meant something to him, which is why he picked January 20th. That's a quick side note on that, but you know, it's just, it is amazing when you think about how that power move by Eli Manning, which turned into such a great, a huge story, as we know, it really did impact three franchises and three players. And two guys were just innocent bystanders. Imagine Ben Roethlisberger in a New York Giants uniform.
Ooh.
If he had gone to the Giants. Ooh. And I know Giants fans love Eli Manning, and they should. They won two Super Bowls with him.
Yeah.
And he made two incredible throws. You could argue they were great catches as well. Manningham's catch was an amazing catch, only overshadowed by David Tyree. But their defense was, everybody will say, was the real reason why they won those Super Bowls. Although, Eli's performance in Green Bay, Eli's performance in San Francisco, where he just got absolutely beat up that entire game. You know, so we're not taking anything away from what Eli did as a Giant. But would things have been different if Ben Roethlisberger was their quarterback? If you think about the success he had immediately in Pittsburgh, he landed in Pittsburgh and boom, they just started winning. How much?
15-1 is rookie year.
Would the Giants have won more with Roethlisberger? So it's all that stuff. If Phillip Rivers wouldn't have been in San Diego, if he would have gone somewhere else, if Pittsburgh would have picked him up, would he have a ring in his career? But he never said a word about this. And Bart, I don't know, if that were you, I know you weren't drafted, so you had to work your way into the league. But still, if that were you, and another player is like, I don't want to go to that team, so we're going to work out this trade, and Bart's going to now go there, wouldn't you be like, wait a minute. Like, I don't have any say in this. Like, I'm just going to now go where you don't want to go. Would that bother you as an athlete?
I mean, it would, of course. You know, when somebody's going to, you know, control the narrative, and, like, you feel like they have more power than you, and you both are equally first-round draft picks, you know, I think it's crazy, too, because you think about Phillip Rivers coming in this league and being behind Drew Brees, you know, another player that's going to retire and going to be in the Hall of Fame as well. But the fact that, you know, that the fact that, you know, he came to an organization that was ready to win, I think maybe it clouded his eyes. Maybe what would have happened if when Phillip Rivers was a free agent, he decided to go somewhere else. And he had his opportunity to kind of change the narrative and say, you know what, I don't want to be a Charger. I want to go to a team where I can win. I think a little bit we see that's happening with Deshaun Watson. You know, he's broken. He's saying, hey, man, I'm in an organization and my legacy is on the line, and I don't want to have my legacy be a one of Matthew Stafford. I don't want my legacy to be one of Archie Manning. I don't want my legacy to be one of the best that never won. I don't want to be Fran Tarkenton. Nobody wants to line up to be one of those guys. You look up on that list right there, and I see Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer was far too good not to have an opportunity to be on the big stage because he went to an organization that didn't know how to have sustainable winning and be able to continually to put a winner around. And a lot of times markets have a lot to do with that. That's not the case in San Diego. San Diego is one of the best places to live outside of the taxes. It's beautiful weather. It's, you know, it's on the West Coast, and they just couldn't find a way to kind of be functional. And we see that organization continues to struggle to have sustainable success no matter how great the people are there. That's why it's more important sometimes about the management. It's more important about the general managers, the people that are instructed to build it. And reputation and perception is reality a lot of times when you think about that. That's why Deshaun Watson wants out. Because he doesn't want his legacy to be about a guy that was a compiler. He wants his legacy to be about somebody who was about winning. This is a guy that won at every level that he's played at. And he said he doesn't see an opportunity with the ascension of Mahomes. Is Mahomes the Jordan of the AFC? Is he going to stop other great quarterbacks from having championships? Well, I know Deshaun Watson says, you know, if I want an opportunity to dethrone him, it won't be here in Houston because Houston's going to waste my time for the next 3 years. So, this Phillip Rivers thing opens up Pandora's box to a lot of different issues and a lot of different perspectives that we can go.
I'm telling you, I think it's a real interesting story about, we can celebrate his career all we want, and I know a lot of people want to do that, but I also think it's an interesting, the impact of that draft and the roads for these three quarterbacks that I believe Phillip Rivers should be in the Hall of Fame, don't you think? I mean, these three guys will be Hall of Famers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's going to struggle to get in.
That's what I mean. He might, but the numbers tell you really he should be. But okay, that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. You know what? So it's a great. Also, the other thing we did on the side was this is what I mean, Bart. We get into this thing where I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, man, we got to go already. But I want to get one call in first, because we got a lot of people on hold off the other topic, which is the presidential pardons, the sports pardons, which are really good. I love this topic, which is, who is someone that you would pardon, a sports pardon that you would give today to somebody that in the past maybe made a mistake or did something stupid, yeah, or whatever it is that they are still maligned for today? Who would you pardon? Let's get one call here, and then we'll get some more calls in the next segment at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because John in New York City's got one that I think is a little interesting.
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary. I've been listening to you guys for a while now. I'd like to pardon Mr. Bart Scott for taking out Drew Bledsoe. And
man, that wasn't Bart
herein
Scott,
lies the
John.
Problem.
John, that wasn't Bart Scott. Bart Scott was like in
Lewis.
Middle school.
That was Mo
Lewis. Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Same number.
John. Wow.
He just made me Benjamin Button. Thanks, I played John. Two places all at right. the same time.
Wow.
I'm omnipresent.
That is a tough way to start. What were you, like 12?
Yeah, I was a baby, man. Drew Bledsoe, come on, man. You're killing me, Petey. You're killing me.
All right, we've got to do better than that. But that's I tell you what, it's very typical of our show. Engine lights on.
Check engine lights.
Just, that was a rough one. But all right, we could do better than that. We've got a bunch of calls on it, so we'll certainly get to that. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have, Bart brought off the Deshaun Watson stuff. That's a story that is not going away. In fact, it gets more and more interesting. We have no guests today, so we want to get a lot of calls in today, and we will do a blitz.
Yeah, but they got to be better than
that.
A
lot of headlines. Yeah, it can't be worse. It really can't. We've got blitzer preview to do also as well. We'll go around a lot of headlines in the NFL, talk some NBA with you as well. So we're going to have some fun today. It's our anniversary. We want to have fun. And so give us your sports pardons of someone who is maligned today for a mistake of the past that you feel it's time to forgive. So all that's coming up. But right now, this from DraftKings from Bart.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Yeah,
here we go.
Would you lose it already?
No, I can't. I touched it and went away. The return we have all been waiting for is finally here. One of the sport's most notorious icons is stepping into the octagon this Saturday. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy provider partner of the UFC, is giving a free shot at a huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering players a free shot of millions of dollars in total prizes with first deposit. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy MMA is easy to play. Just pick 6 fighters, stand underneath the salary cap, and pile up the points for advanced takedowns and more. There's no better way than to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget about football playoffs, where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs this weekend. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code BART to get free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout this weekend. That's promo code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN App. Yes, Matt Spica, and we're presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. We did the math. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. At Bart and Hahn on Twitter and Instagram, if you also want to be part of this conversation, as we're just having some fun with the idea of the presidential pardons that were handed down early this morning. And it's an annual it's not annual tradition. It's a tradition when a president is leaving office that normally will hand out a lot of pardons. There were some that were kind of funny. We pointed them out earlier in the show. And so it made me think, what sports pardons, if we could hand them out to some people? You know, I mentioned Pete Rose as one. Bart mentioned Chris Webber for the timeout. Can we pardon him for that? That's another one. Can we pardon Pete Carroll for not giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch on the one? Or would you say no? Like, no. That is not a forgivable offense.
That scab's still open. That's still fresh.
Yeah. I think that's fair. A couple of tweets we're getting here.
What about Nick Anderson?
Bartman. Nick Anderson for missing those free throws for the Magic.
Missing four shots. Yeah. Four free throws. He was 80% free throws, above 80%, and missed four.
Let's see. There's another one here. This guy, Bron Solo, said, can we finally pardon the Portland Trailblazers for taking Sam Bowie over the GOAT? No.
No, that's a life sentence.
Life sentence. There's no chance. John Dorman says, how about Manti Te'o? He really didn't do anything wrong, but how embarrassing that must be to follow you around your entire life. Remember, he was catfish. That's a famous story when he was at Notre Dame.
He's still in love.
Can we let that go? Can we just stop? I think that's something that you want to let go as well. Do you forgive your buddy Mark Sanchez for the butt fumble?
I mean, that's on him because it don't really go to the team. It's really his worst moment. It don't affect us. I wasn't on the field, so he got nothing to do with me, Ricky Bobby.
But still, that was national TV. Just what an embarrassing moment that was. All right, anyway, let's get back to some calls on this. Let's see. Let me get an interesting one here. Perry in Cedar Rapids. Let's take Perry.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I think it's not Steve Bartman, but it's Alex Gonzalez in that October 14, 2003 game. After Bartman interfered with the ball, ground ball to Gonzalez, and Taylor made double play that would have ended the inning.
Yeah.
But after he fumbled the ball, six more runs come in. So, to me, it's time to probably pardon Alex Gonzalez, which I've had a hard time doing for 18 years.
Even after the Cubs win the World Series years later? You know, they finally win a World Series.
Only because of that, yeah.
Yeah, like you feel it's a little more forgiven because, all right, well, they ended up winning anyway. Like if you'd still been shut out for well over 100 years, I probably would still carry that one. But I feel like Buckner, it's almost like, all right, once 04 happened, you know, if you're a Red Sox fan, you're like, all right, you can forgive them. So I do think Bartman, I think Gonzalez, you can forgive them. But I tell you what, though, what frustrates me is that World Series could have been Yankees Cubs. That would have been an all-timer when you think about it. Instead, the Marlins go on and – we all know what happened in that World Series, and I'd rather not talk about that right now.
What happened?
Bad things, man. Bad things. Let's take Kevin in New York. Kevin.
Yeah, I think it depends on how much time has passed. Like, you know, I wanted to pardon J.R. Smith, but that's too recent, so I'm going to go with...
For not knowing the time, score, and situation, J.R. Smith game one of the finals in 2018?
Yeah, that's the thing. But I think it's Barry Bonds is a better one.
Wow. Bart, would you pardon Barry Bonds for all of his transgressions and also the way he's has handled everything since then as well?
Well, I think he's handled it a lot better than Roger Clemens. I think that you can't have a Hall of Fame without mentioning Barry Bonds. I understand the era in which he played in. But, you know, now we see these cheating scandals and all those things, I wonder if they look at it a little differently now that we know that people were stealing signs, they were having communications, and maybe, just maybe, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens can get you can put them in a certain wing. You can tell the story that, hey, they cheated, they did this, but they were great without it. You know, and they would have been Hall of Famers without it. I think that you have to put these guys in. I know they're running out of eligibility pretty soon. You know what I mean? But I got one that you think about. Do you think about Stoudemire punching his hand into the glass and maybe that stopped the Knicks from being able to win that series?
They wouldn't have won that series.
Okay.
Even with Amari healthy, they wouldn't have won that series. The Heat were just so good that year. That was a tough series. You know, that's if you're going to involve the Knicks in one, there's several we can go to here. I don't know.
Joe talks about it all the time, right?
Is it Charles Smith for not being able to finish a layup in Game 5 against the Bulls in 93?
Yes. 6'12", man. He's 6'12".
I mean, beloved John Starks for going 2-for-18 in Game 7 of the Finals in 94. You want that one? You know, there's you put well ahead of the one you mentioned. I'm not quite sure.
What about Fat Joe? He still has a problem with the why did
Patrick Ewing in the finger roll miss in 95?
Yeah, why did he finger roll?
Yeah, because none of this has hurt me personally. let's get some other ones. Jared in Connecticut, go ahead, Jared.
What's up, guys? Happy anniversary!
Thank you.
I gotta say, what's up, Bart? Fellow Michigander here.
What's up?
We gotta give Reggie Bush back his Heisman Trophy. The Heisman Trophy is supposed to represent the player that best gave his team an opportunity to win in college football, and they could have given him trucks full of money, jewelry, clothes, cars. None of that was juking the defenders out of their socks every single weekend.
Yeah, that, you know, it's funny. Like he really does get punished more than anyone else. You know, if you think about it, I mean, obviously that whole USC football scandal that he was in the midst of because of taking money, but yeah, to take. I mean, they have to. I guess they vacated.
Do they give it to the runner up? Do they give it to the runner up?
No, it's vacated. It was vacated.
That's just
It was absolutely. It was.
That's a joke. Like that's the whole thing. With Barry Bonds, are we supposed to pretend like Barry Bonds never existed? Are we supposed to act like Roger Clemens never existed? Like, what are we talking about? Like, you have to find a way. It's some guys that transcend scandals. Like, they were just that damn good. And Reggie Bush not getting the Heisman is a joke.
Well, he got it. He had to give it up. And then obviously
– yeah, but we're supposed to pretend like he never got it, though.
And Vince Young also was like, I'm all set. Like, don't put it in my name now. It's like years later. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Let's get a couple more here. Again, 888, say ESPN. I like this, though. This is kind of fun. No Scott Norwood. I haven't heard from anybody in Western New York for Scott Norwood.
Bill Mafia is so forgiving. I mean, they're giving to everybody else charities, but they won't. They said, "Hey, we ain't going that far. We ain't gonna forgive Scott." They donate to his charity.
Let me give you a golf one. Remember, Jordan Spieth was headed to another Masters, getting another jacket, right? And he's at Race Creek, and he goes, "What did he go? Was it a quadruple bogey?" and he hasn't been the same since. Can we forgive him just so he can get back to being good again?
Yeah, he got the yips.
Something happened, but at that moment, like, everything changed for him. At that moment, I mean, he was on his way. He went all Chuck Knobloch on us there.
Are we going to forgive the Yankees for letting the Red Sox come back with the blood sock?
Well, it's not that. It's really more the Bill, was it Mueller, hits that single when Dave Roberts is on second. It's Mo Rivera. Right, Mo's got to close that game. That series is over. Sweep, it's over. Right, it's over. That game is over. Series over. I mean, I know Big Poppy hits the home run later, but you know, I mean, Mo had a couple of those moments. He had it there. Yeah. It was a huge one, and obviously in, 2001, obviously against the Diamondbacks was a huge one as well, where he just he doesn't close the deal. But I'm sorry, he's so great. Yeah, you are pardoned because you came through so many other times. Mike in Florida's got one. Mike,
how you doing?
Good.
Bart, I'm a big Jets fan, and you are a stud. By the way, I saw you on Get Up the other, like last week or something, 2 weeks ago. You still can play, man.
I appreciate it.
But
man,
anyway,
I just got a Peloton, so I'm gonna try and get in better shape.
Well, I was gonna say, I'm not a big baseball guy, but why don't we just pardon all the guys they think that did steroids? Because I guarantee you, there's a lot of guys that end up on Hall of Fame that did do steroids, but weren't like huge, like, you know, Barry Bonds, you could see he did it. But there's also pitchers, shortstop, everybody, because they didn't test.
That's an interesting one. You know what? I gotta be honest. Thanks for the call. We've had this talk in the past.
Yeah.
If they were great players in their era, they're great players regardless. And if you want to punish them, you just put the information on the plaque. You still got to tell a baseball story. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Let the people decide. Like, you still, there's no asterisk. Just say, hey, this guy did this.
Story.
This was a stats, and he was accused and convicted of taking steroids. But you can't deny this dude was the sweet lefty, man. Dude, lick the bat, hit that thing into the river, man.
Yeah.
I mean, even when he was with the Pirates, man, this dude is unbelievable. Like, arguably the best hitter, the greatest hitter to ever play.
Yes, and the largest head in the game. This will be fun. We'll continue this conversation, of course. Kyrie Irving coming back to the Nets tonight against the Cavaliers. So what kind of impact will Kyrie have on the Nets as they look like they had something going here with Kevin Durant and James Harden? And I'll tell you what, Kyrie Irving suddenly becomes the third most important person on that team. That could be a good thing, but it also could be a bad thing. So we'll continue talking about that. We'll continue with your calls on this. The sports pardons, there are still more coming in, and they're all very interesting, so we'll kick that around as well. Blitz of Prevent in the 1 o'clock hour. But right now, here's more from Bart and DraftKings.
The return we have all been waiting for is finally here. One of the sport's most notorious icons is stepping into the octagon this Saturday. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the UFC, is giving new players a free shot of $1 million in total prizes with the first deposit. Just pick six fighters, stay underneath the salary cap, and pile up the points for advanced takedowns and much more. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the weekend. That's promo code BART only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Back after this.
Bart and Han.
Oh, we are ready to go. Bart and Han, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Han show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. You know what happens, Bart? And you're not hearing me? He's not hearing me again.
Check engine light.
All right, check engine light. This is what happens, though, so you hear me on the FaceTime for now. At least we'll do it that way. We had such a great conversation during the break. This is what usually happens on our show is we just get into these during-the-break conversations. Even though we're not together, we try to using FaceTime. And we forgot that we were actually doing a radio show. So Emily's saying...
Hold on. It's ringing.
It's ringing? Oh, it's ringing. So Emily tells us we're back. It's like, oh, right. We have a show.
We're doing a radio show. That's right.
So tonight, NBA, Kyrie Irving is back with the Nets. They play at the Cavaliers tonight, 7 o'clock. So that'll be interesting to see now how he fits his way in, not only back with the team after being away for a while, but also how he fits with James Harden and Kevin Durant, who have been great. The ESPN doubleheader tonight is the Celtics at the Sixers. That's a real interesting game. And then the Suns and the Rockets are the later game at 9:30, the new-look Rockets as well. So a lot of basketball to watch tonight. We'll do some lunch money later in the show. We'll pick a couple of games for you. At least we'll pick the ESPN doubleheader as we'll see what that's all about. But, you know, NBA news is interesting, a little quiet right now, but we'll see. I think tomorrow we'll react more to what we see tonight from Kyrie against the Cavaliers team that's had a lot of injuries and a lot of issues. All right, so we'll keep up with the sports pardons. They're really good. They're coming in fast and furious. We also have Blitzer Prevent coming up next. A lot of headlines around the NFL. That's all next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Han, the podcast.